From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on The Field Trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with the most interesting people in arts and entertainment in the San Francisco Bay Area and Marin County. I'll chat with artists, singers, actors, writers, directors, and musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area such a fun and fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. My guest today is Bay Area actor Lindsay Murray. Lindsay and I met a few years ago when she was the dialect and voice coach for a production of My Fair Lady at the Dean Lesher Center in Walnut Creek. And then I had the pleasure of being on stage with her a couple of years ago in the play Sergeant Musgrave's Dance. Lindsay got her training in both ballet and acting in London, England. And as a dialogue and voice coach, she's worked with all the big theater companies in the Bay Area. As an actor in roles from Roxy Hart in Chicago to Mrs. Cratchit in A Christmas Carol to Gertrude in Hamlet and Anna in The King and I, she's won more acting awards than I have time to list. She's currently starring in the play The Busy World is Hushed at the New Conservatory Theater in San Francisco. Please welcome to The Field Trip, Miss Lindsay Murray. Welcome, Lindsay.
Hello, Mitchell. How are you?
Great, darling. Great to talk to you.
And nice to talk to you. Thank you for inviting me.
Listen, we'll get to The Busy World in a minute, but first tell me about where you grew up and how you got into acting.
Oh, gosh. Well, I was born just outside of London. I got into acting because my father was actually a property master for MGM in Elstree, and my mother was a wardrobe mistress first for Covent Garden, Royal Opera House. She was in the opera division. They had two divisions, a ballet and an opera. And then she became a freelance wardrobe mistress, and she was with the London Palladium, and she took their touring shows out across London. So I started training in ballet when I was 8, and then went to drama school when I was 11, and I went to drama school in Chiswick. Yeah.
I know Chiswick well. For people who don't know the London Palladium, that's probably the theatre in London, isn't it?
Well, it really is, and it certainly was when she was doing her work there, and she worked with Liberace, who Americans will know, but Des O'Connor and Max Bygraves, who Americans will not know, but many other people as well.
So I know that at one time in your career you did pantomime, which Americans may not know much about. Tell us a bit about pantomime.
Yeah, well, pantomime is just such a wonderful British tradition, and it's produced at Christmas time, and it's typically fairy tales that have been made into very fun and spoofy production. I was in Alice in Wonderland, Babes in the Wood, Aladdin, and they're great fun. And there's always a dame played by a man, of course. And there's some gender bending going on. And they're really great fun. Lots of slapstick, lots of music, lots of dancing, lots of glitz.
Yeah, I remember my parents used to take me to the pantomime, and one of the things about it is lots of audience participation.
Oh, yes. He's behind you.
That's right. Call and response.
Yeah, that's right.
It's really great. You must have had some funny things happen to you doing pantomime, because it's funny in itself.
Well, I did. Probably the most funny thing, as I look back on it, it wasn't funny at the time, but I actually fell into the orchestra pit and landed on the timpani.
It's doing an Anne Margaret.
Did she do that?
Yeah.
Well, probably the only thing we have in common.
Well, you must have stopped the show.
Yes, it did, as a matter of fact.
Look, let me ask you this. What does a dialect coach actually do in the theatre? Because I know that's what you do. You're a voice coach for people and a dialect coach. What does a dialect coach really do?
Well, I do teach singing. I don't do a lot of dialect coaching. There are some very fine ones in the Bay Area. Lynn Sofa comes to mind as being absolutely superb. But when I do work with a group or with a specific actor, for instance, it's usually on a British dialect, and mostly what they want is standard British. And so if they have a specific play in mind, for instance, if they're rehearsing for a specific play, then we carefully go over the script and work on specific lines. We talk about breath control, we talk about tonal production, we talk about vowels, and usually we also talk about different regions in England, because as you well know, the dialects change dramatically, not as much as they used to, certainly, but even within a 30-mile radius, you will get a very different dialect. So a lot of it is dealing with specific sounds. When I'm not working with a professional, then you have to start at bare bones with tonal production and how to breathe and how to actually phrase different sentences and different structures.
There's lots of great English actors who are playing Americans on TV these days. I'm thinking of the guy in House.
Yes.
He nails it.
Well, he does nail it, and I have to tell you, since I have to have an American dialect in Busy World, I can assure you that I have been spending my time listening to him and wondering how he does it, and watching what he does with his mouth. It's very interesting. He's superb.
I think so, too. If you're just joining us today, my guest is voice and dialect coach and actress Lindsay Murray. I have to ask you about the family affair in theatre, because I know you have a son, and I know he's over back in England. He was raised here and there, but he's in the theatre too, right?
He does. He is a graduate of RADA in their technical theatre department. He thought one actor in the family was enough. And being the technical director at the Lyric Hammersmith almost 2 years now. So, in fact, I just spoke to him today, and they're taking a show up to Liverpool, so he's spending this week in Liverpool.
And he likes it, huh?
Oh, he loves it, yes. It's very hard work, but he loves England, so he's very much home there. And actually, funnily enough, last year he moved to Chiswick, right around the corner from where I spent my years in drama school. So when I went to visit him last summer, it was really a step back in time for me.
Let's talk about your new play, A Busy World is Hushed. Tell me about the play and a bit about your character, Hannah.
Well, it's a very interesting play, and being produced at the New Conservatory Theatre on Van Ness in San Francisco, and Dennis Lichtai is the director, and it's a three-person play. Hannah is a professor of ancient scripture, and she's also an Episcopal priest. She has a son who is a homosexual and who does not share her love of all things spiritual, and in fact is an atheist. He's troubled, I would say, searching for answers to questions about his life. He was born after his father's death and a supposed suicide. And Hannah is actually in the beginning stages of writing a book, and she's hiring an assistant, and she hires Brant, played by William Jimona, Will, who I think you know, and by the way, her son Thomas is played by Justin Dupuis, and her assistant and son become involved in a relationship that she's very much in favor of. And it goes from there. I think when people see it, they're not quite sure what to expect. It starts out a little bit light and as a comedy, and then devolves into something a little more dramatic.
You know, it's not often that I interview somebody when I haven't seen the show first. I will see the show in the next couple of weeks or so. But what attracted you to the role?
Well, Dennis Lichtai has directed me before, and when he was looking for someone to do this, well, actually, he saw the play last year, The Aurora, and was really taken by it. And he's directed at the New Conservatory several times in the past. And when he presented it to them, he then spoke to me, and he asked me if I would be interested in reading for it. And I read it, and I was. It deals with a number of things that I find quite intriguing. I'm certainly all for equal rights and for marriage for all, particularly. And I also have some religion in my background. I am myself a secular humanist, an atheist, so I knew that this would be a real stretch for me and something to come to terms with. And since I have to do an American accent in it, I knew it would be a stretch on many levels.
Have you noticed how much more of an English accent I have when I'm talking to you than I normally do?
Well, my dear, I do, but we all do that, don't we? So we get around our fellow Brits.
That's right.
It's nice.
It's like talking a foreign language.
Well, there you are. It is, yeah.
tell me this. You've been here a while. What is it that makes the Bay Area a special place for you to live?
Well, it will sound funny, I know, but fog and the food. The fog reminds me of home in some ways, but it also brings such a lovely cooling presence. I'm not fond of heat. So I love that, and I think it's very pretty. I think it's evocative, and I enjoy it. I love those seasonal changes and the changes from one region to another. You can go 15 miles, 5 miles sometimes, and it's completely different.
That's right.
I love that variety. And, of course, the food. I'm very fond of Italian food, so I do like North Beach very much.
What's up after a busy world is hushed? What have you got planned for the rest of the year?
Well, I'm going to be going, actually, to Denmark. I'm working on a new play by a wonderful Bay Area playwright, Abi Bash. She's working on an adaptation of King Lear, of Theatre of the Absurd, which I don't have a lot of experience with, but I love it. And so we're taking this to Odense in Denmark. We'll be doing the workshop for it, actually, one of the first workshops. We've already worked on it, of course. And then it's premiering next July at the Muse Gallery in San Francisco. So that's a long-term project, and who knows what will come up in the meantime.
So that's July 2012.
That's right, yeah.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. Denmark, working on a new play, got the one here going.
It's fun, and I'm teaching, so I'm keeping busy.
I know you always do.
I would like to mention, however, that I'm so impressed with New Conservatory's program. They have a youth program, and so it's educational theatre, and they work very hard to teach the youth and to work with young people regarding bullying and diversity and body image. And bullying is such a huge problem in our school, and so I'm very pleased that the New Conservatory works on that. And if people are interested in that, they really should take a look at them. The New Conservatory website, by the way, is nctcsf.org, if anyone is interested. But they should also come and see the play and find out what we're like.
Absolutely. I will repeat all of that at the end of the show also for you.
Well, lovely. Thank you.
Well, Lindsay, thanks for joining me today. It was great, and continued success to you in A Busy World is Hushed.
Well, thank you so much, Mitch, and I'm so pleased that you're doing this. What a lovely thing to have for everyone to get involved in and hear about what's happening in theatre in San Francisco, because there are so many gifted and talented people.
You know, we're doing our best.
Well, there you go.
That's Lindsay Murray, everyone. Go see her in The Busy World is Hushed at the New Conservatory Theatre in San Francisco through May 1st. Buy tickets for A Busy World is Hushed. You can go to their website at nctsf.org. Thanks for joining me today on the field trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that the field trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your very own computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. And if you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So until next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week. We'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org. We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.